The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
So she was on vacation and then she was working. She hasn't been here in a month. Let's say good morning to Rose Gray. How are you?
I missed this. I really, really did. Thank you to Colleen and Andrea for filling in for me and Danielle. I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have reliable people who are willing to come here on a Saturday morning and spend some time with you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, so 2 weeks I was in Arizona for spring training and some family time. And then I was home for 6 days in between, but it didn't fall on a Saturday. Yeah. And I flew out with a group to Ecuador. And then we continued on to Boltra, where we boarded the fabulous Celebrity Flora, a ship that has only 50 cabins and actually had 95 people on it.
Wow.
And we did the outer loop of the Galapagos, and it was mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Okay, so you've been all over the world, but never there.
Never there. So,
and why was it mind-blowing? It's going to be hard to describe, right?
So this is
so different.
It is so different. I'm going to use a phrase that I heard one of the naturalists say: "You can't explain the Galapagos; you must experience it."
Hmm.
It was everything I dreamed of and more. There were sea lions galore. It was a little bit like the first time I ever did an African safari, where I took 400 pictures of gazelles the first day, and then 3 days later, like, gazelles. And then you saw 300 pictures of giraffes, and then 4 days later, you said, giraffes. So it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you saw so many sea lions day one, and then as you were doing explorations and excursions and seeing sea turtles and blue-footed boobies and pelicans and iguanas like you've never seen before, pretty soon the sea lions were like, sea lions. So I can't say enough wonderful things about Celebrity Cruises, the flora, the naturalists, the service, the food. Outstanding. 5 stars all the way. And you know, Dayton, because I hope I'm doing a really good job of hyping up the Galapagos, we have got a deal going on right now with Celebrity Cruises. It's 50% off the second guest. If you book deposit by the 1st of May for any Celebrity Flora sailings between the 3rd and the 26th of 3rd of January to the 26th of December of 2027. That's the entire year, is it not?
Yeah.
50% off the second guest. Now, this is not an inexpensive trip. And so if you can save 50% off of the second guest, that's crazy. If you want more information about this offer, text 855-616-1620 and text FWT, Fox World Travel. Caps work best. Capital F as in Fox, capital W as in world, capital T as in travel. We will give you the information on how you can get this deal, because it's one of those things where, Rose, are you kidding me? What's the catch,
right? Yeah.
There isn't one. I looked. It's combinable with lots of other things going on. It's applicable to 7-night sailings, 10, 11, and 16-night Galapagos packages. So it's not just the cruise, but you can also tack on some more time in Quito and also Machu Picchu if you want to. So
definitely worth going to see.
Definitely worth going to see. I'm going to try to stop gushing about it, but I can't because I'm not easily blown away these days, it seems, and this was a trip of a lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got to go do that. I hear you have another trip of a lifetime coming up that we're going to talk about this hour as well. And we'd love to talk travel with you. So get your calls and texts in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show, Rose Gray, is back on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here talking travel with you. We did get a text here. It says, special thank you to Rose. We asked about a family trip with two college kids to Peru over spring break. We went and we're back, and we stayed at the Belmont Sanctuary, which was amazing, worth every dollar and then some. And our college kids were knocking at our hotel room door at 6 a.m. for the Sunrise Machu Picchu tour. Overall, amazing trip, a top two family trip of ours, and they've been traveling since they were like 10 years old. So she said, thank you very much.
Well, that's good. And, you know, I know that there would be some maybe trepidation or misgivings about this because it is high altitude, hard work. And did your spring break college kids want to just hang around a pool all day, or did they want to do excursions? And it sounds like they handled it really, really well. And thank you for that.
Yes. So let's go to a phone call, and then we'll come back and talk about this amazing trip you have coming up.
Exactly.
After your just amazing trip to the Galapagos.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this caller wants to talk about. Good morning. How are you? The Joes,
good morning.
Are you there from Door County?
Ah.
We are. I want to say buenos dias, prima Rosa.
Oh, thank you, Joe. They named me prima Rosa.
Prima Rosa.
On the ship.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you, Joe?
Yes, we are great, and we are just missing you and all our friends. And I agree, that was the trip of a lifetime.
Oh.
Anybody who could, and then now you're giving 50% off. Joe's like, we got to go. And I said, wait a minute, there's other places.
So this was your...
Anybody who's, pardon?
Go ahead.
Anybody who is even considering this, take the trip. Oh my goodness. Unbelievable.
Okay, and this was your first group experience, correct?
Oh, it was our first cruise. It was our first group. You know, Joe after the Navy said, I'm never doing another cruise.
Well, and then now you've set the bar so high. How are we going to top this?
I don't know, but we will be in touch with you and Sonia about future trips.
Yeah.
And Joe said he took 10,000 pictures. So we got a few pictures of the trip.
Oh, I am so appreciative that you went along. I was so honored to travel with Joe and Joe from Door County. And I'm very, very grateful that you took the time on Saturday morning to call in. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you for announcing it. Thank you for hosting it. And thank you for your dynamic. Traveling with Rose is just the best thing in the world. So how do we top that? I don't know. But we will be in touch. We'll contact Fox World. This is the way to go, folks.
Okay. Well, maybe we can.
Flora.
We appreciate you guys calling in. Have a great Easter weekend. Maybe we can top it. Let's talk about what's coming up.
So, first of all, I want to mention that today is the last day that the offices are open on Saturdays. Okay. So, if something I'm saying today trips your trigger, it wouldn't be a bad idea to at least place that phone call and maybe make an appointment for continuing a conversation.
And what's that number?
But 866-GO-FOX-GO, okay. And somebody is there 9 to noon today. And we really do encourage appointments anytime. That's a really good way to do it.
Okay.
So right before I left for the Galapagos, I was talking to our groups team and I said, I have a few more things I want to cross off this travel wish list before I ride off into the sunset. And one of them is the Amazon. And so they worked diligently while I was away, slaved away to make this outstanding trip come true. It is called Pure Amazon and Machu Picchu Wonders, and it's happening September 11th through September 24th, 2026. What this is going to entail is Lima, Cusco, the Sacred Valley, Machu Picchu, and then we are going to get on the ship that Abercrombie and Kent built for the Amazon. It is an amazing ship called Pure Amazon. So we are going to be on that ship for several days, and then we're going to disembark and we're going to fly back. So what I'm suggesting that you do is go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and under vacation travel, you will find group travel, and under group travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. And if you scroll through those, first of all, you're going to have a hard time passing some of them up because there are so
a lot of good
many
trips on there.
Wonderful, wonderful trips, not only for 25, but all many announced while I was away for 2026. Those are all on there. Scroll through those and get to the travel to exotic destinations where you'll find Morocco for 25, Wild Wonders of Costa Rica for 25, Egypt for 25, but then move on into 26. There you will find Pure Amazon and Machu Picchu Wonders. It is one of my dream trips, and it is going to be happening with Abercrombie & Kent, one of my dream partners at Fox World Travel, in September of 2026.
Yeah, the pictures look amazing, as always. Makes you want to go. Fascinating world, totally different from ours, it looks like.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what I'm looking for. Again, this is going to be a continuation. We're leaving Ecuador and we're going south to Peru. One of the things that made me so happy about that whole South America trip was you fly 5 hours from Atlanta to Quito and you're in the same time zone.
No jet lag.
I really didn't have any, you know, you were arriving around the same time you would normally go to bed. And we're kind of going to be in that same mantra or the same section of the world again. So ancient canyons and glaciers and salt mines and wildlife. And again, Machu Picchu, which we don't know how much longer we're going to be able to get permits for this wonder of the world.
All right. Check it out. FoxWorldTravel.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly to mostly cloudy, high of 54 today. It's 46 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. This one says, we're looking for an all-inclusive for a three-generation trip, not to Mexico. All kids are under 10. We're considering the week of Thanksgiving. Any suggestions?
Okay, so the week of Thanksgiving is actually not as high of season as one would think. So okay. It doesn't rank in the Christmas and Easter seasons, spring break seasons, but it is a little bit higher. Okay. So the last couple of years, I have done two Thanksgiving trips with multi-generations in my family, and we love it. We absolutely positively love it. So a couple of things I might suggest would be the Dominican Republic, if Mexico's off the table. There is a Hard Rock there, which we stayed at the Hard Rock in the Riviera Maya, and this one's quite similar to that in that it has got something for everybody. And I think that would be probably a good choice. It's a rather large property, but that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes grandpa and grandma stay with the grandkids while moms and dads go off and have dinners, and then you all maybe get together sure. for breakfast or something of that nature. Another really good one I could suggest would be there's a Dreams Onyx.
Okay.
In the Dominican Republic. And there are several other Dreams in that area. Again, it's really probably one of those kind of trips where you want to talk to a travel advisor who's an expert in the Caribbean. So we have a lot of them. I would say most of our travel advisors would be qualified in that regard. And they would be able to kind of get more information about, are you looking to do excursions? Because in the Dominican Republic, excursions are a little less. You've been there.
Yep.
There's a couple things you can do off the
resort. The ATV thing is one of the favorite things
there
I've done
there. But I bet, can little kids go on that?
No, I think you have to be more than 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but it was awesome.
But we always tell people, remember, in Punta Cana is a region. There's not really a city there. So unlike the Riviera Maya where you can go to Fifth Avenue
sure.
or you can go to Cancun or something like that, there's really not a city to go visit.
Right.
So if you're looking for something like that, maybe then you want to take a look at Jamaica as well. You could work with an advisor on that because there are tons and tons of good all-inclusive family resorts there.
When we start talking all-inclusive, we always start talking about Mexico, Punta Cana, Jamaica. Is that just like a thing down there and it's not throughout
yeah.
the rest of the world?
It is a thing down there. And it's a thing down there because they pay their employees so little that they can afford it. If we tried to do an all-inclusive in the United States, now there are one or two. You can find a Club Med in Florida. We won't get into that right now. But you it would be outrageously expensive because we'd have to pay the help, the going rate. And then you also have an issue with how you license them for alcohol when you give them unlimited beverages. Okay. So all of those things make for no all-inclusives in the U.S.
Okay.
Not a good idea, but.
All right. Well, good luck with your trip. Hopefully you have a good trip there. I do have another question here, which we'll have to get back to when we come back. And Connie from Appleton is on the phone. Hopefully she can hold on. She was with you in the Galapagos. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We go over to Sean Brendan, the Breaking News Center. Good morning, Sean.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray is back with us after being gone on a vacation and then a work travel trip to the Galapagos, and that's why Connie is calling in from Appleton. Good morning, Connie. You were on the trip, huh?
Good morning. Yes, I was. A marvelous trip. A trip of a lifetime.
Are you allowed to tell us what your favorite part was, Connie?
Oh, it was so hard to do. I enjoyed the Darwin Center when we went in. And also, the turtles were fantastic. But it's so hard to say because the whole thing was really so, it was an exploration. It was so great. It was fantastic. For me, it was a trip of a lifetime. And I want to thank you and Fox World Travel for coming and excelling at this time. It was just great.
Well, good. All right. Well, maybe we'll see you on the Amazon trip, Connie.
Yes, you will.
Okay, there you go. Because it's the next natural progression, right? After we do Ecuador, we're going to do Peru.
That's correct. You're right on track on that, Rose.
Thanks, Connie. Awesome. Thank you for taking time to call in. Happy Easter.
Oh, same to you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go over to Alice in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thank you for listening, I'm assuming, online. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I have one question.
Okay.
I'm taking a cross-Atlantic cruise, and I've had to apply for the MPC, Mobile Passport Control application, and then the electronic travel authorization for the United Kingdom. Will you explain what those new things are?
Yes. Yeah, so the first thing you mentioned is actually just something that you will make your life easier. So I assume that you don't have global entry.
No, okay. I've got TSA free check, but not global entry.
Okay. So what the first thing that you mentioned is called, which is MPC, Mobile Passport Control, is just something that you put on your phone so that 4 hours before you arrive in the United States, you will have essentially what a global entry member has. It's a mobile app that allows eligible travelers to submit your passport information in advance of arriving. And then you can use it. There's a lane that's designated as the mobile passport control lane. And it's not the same lane as the global entry, but you'll be processed almost identically to that. Now, the challenge here is going to be that app will only hold that information for 4 hours. So what you're
wow.
Gonna, yep. So what are you flying back or are you sailing round trip?
Flying back from Heathrow.
Okay, so once you get back, as soon as you land, you'll have. Remember, now you're going to land and you're going to have access to your data. You're going to go ahead and turn your phone on, and you're going to put that information in. It really is easy to use. My daughter and her family uses it all the time. So that's the mobile passport control. That's just a benefit. That's just a perk. If you end up not doing it, it's not the end of the world. You'll just go through the same customs and immigration lines that everybody else goes through. Okay? Now, the ETA that you're talking about, that is something new that the United Kingdom put into place. And soon, we're quite certain that the EU countries, and that's literally, well, not literally, but almost all of Europe, is going to be putting in place as well. But now they've told us they're moving that up until 2026. So you can stay tuned for some information on that. It stands for Electronic Travel Authorization. And what it's doing is it's taking people from countries that are not required to have a visa, some kind of an authorization to enter their country. The United Kingdom wants to track who's coming and going. And so have you applied for that one already?
Yes. Okay. I'm flying. I'm cruising with Royal.
Yep.
They didn't tell me, but I heard it on your program a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yay.
So I went ahead and researched it.
Okay.
I researched it, and I found that it takes 3 days after you apply, and it was pretty painless, but very interesting that it went into effect in January.
Yep. And so you probably paid £10 for it, 10 British pounds. It just went up to 16 British pounds. Now, that's not a big increase when you do the math. And this authorization is attached to your passport for 2 years or as long as the passport is valid. So if you ever go back within the next 2 years, that authorization will be valid.
That's what I found out. What I found interesting was during the process of applying for that, you had to take a picture of your passport page, you had to take a picture of yourself, and then you had to lay your smartphone on the back cover of your passport, and that's how it linked it to the passport.
Yep, exactly.
Well, is there a chip in your passport?
There's a chip. If you look at the front page of your passport, most passports have a little gold rectangle that almost looks like a little camera. Uh-huh. That's where the chip is.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep. So I'm glad you were able to accomplish all of that, Alice. I'm very proud of you.
Well, it was quite frightening, but I made it through, and it was thanks to someone on your program when you were gone talking about that ETA that alerted me to the notion that I might need it.
And that's why you need to listen to this show.
That's exactly right. So thank
Alice,
you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Have a great Easter weekend. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. We will talk more and answer more texts when we come back. Rose Gray is back in studio. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray taking some more texts here. It says, before we get to this, if we text FWT to that number,
yes,
855-616-1620, we're getting a link to the Galapagos trip deal that's going on.
Correct. And that is for any departures on Celebrity Flora from the 3rd of January to the 26th of December. So essentially the entire year of 2027. That's
27 or 6?
27.
27.
27.
Okay. Right.
They're looking to fill.
They're probably full already for next year.
A lot of
their
26 is booked already. So it's, again, small ship. 50 cabins, 100 people max. So you want to take advantage of it. If the calls from Connie and Joe excited you and you want to learn more about it, this would be the time to do it.
Okay, now let's answer these. It says, if we put a deposit on a 2026 trip, do we need to purchase trip insurance right away? Do we just insure the deposit or the entire trip cost?
So most insurance policies are going to require that you purchase a policy within 14 days of putting your deposit down on a trip if you are looking to cover pre-existing conditions. Now, I know some of you listening are saying to yourself, well, I don't have any pre-existing conditions. However, what if your mother has a pre-existing condition, your father has a pre-existing condition, and one of your children has a pre-existing condition? All of that is taken into account. So I say yes, get it done right away. You do cover the entire cost of the trip. You don't just do the deposit and then later on add more insurance to cover the rest of the trip. You cover the entire trip. Now, also keep this in mind. If you're hesitant to do it because you think, well, we're not completely done putting this trip together yet, we haven't done the airfare yet, or we're upgrading our air to business class, or we didn't book excursions yet, or any of those things, an insurance policy, you can add to the value of the insurance policy later, if that works for you.
You mentioned excursions. Is there separate insurance required for those?
They could be included in the package. Okay. So if you said, we are going to book this crazy whole day excursion, and it's a scuba excursion, and it's $500 per person, and it's non-refundable, you'd want that to be included in your policy.
Never even thought of that.
Yep.
Never even thought of that. Okay. Another question here says, late tuning in, is there anything we need to know besides a passport for travel to Spain?
No. So what we were discussing was the fact that the EU is going to have something similar to the ETA that the UK has now put into place.
It's a lot of acronyms.
That's
right,
a lot
there,
of
Rose.
Acronyms, but consider it to be another electronic travel authority to let you get in. And that's like 38 countries in the EU or whatever it is. And Spain is among them. So right now, no, they've pushed that back. They're saying the last quarter of 2026. Okay. But again, I would always be watching that because you never know when they can't put something in place. I'm thinking one of the days that Andrea was on, she told you about Brazil requiring visas now. At any given time, a country can require a visa. Which,
and that's why it helps to go through you guys with a travel agent because advisor, because you guys can help with all of this.
Precisely. So, for example, when we go with Jean Miller to Scotland in the middle of June, we've already advised our customers that you're going to, Scotland is part of the UK, you're going to need an ETA, and here are the step-by-step procedure to get that ETA.
Okay, we're going to take our final break. One segment coming back. If you haven't heard about it enough and you don't understand why you would want to go on this Galapagos trip, we'll talk to Mary Sue from Florida when we come back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 54 today. It's 47 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray, before we go talk to Mary Sue here from Florida, tell us what happens when we text FWT to 855-616-1620.
Yes, you will get a link that will tell you how to get 50% off the second guest for the Celebrity Flora sailings throughout 2027. Okay. And this is not an inexpensive trip. So 50% off the second guest is a big saving.
It's a substantial amount of money.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to Mary Sue. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. How are you? How was your trip?
Prima home? Rosa.
Prima Rosa.
Prima Rosa.
How was your trip home?
We had such a good time.
You made it home safe.
It was good.
Good.
Yeah, other than the fact that we had to get picked up at 3:30 in the morning, everything was good.
Great.
That Celebrity team was so good, Rose.
Oh.
They made sure we were all checked in at the airport in Quito before they left us. They were so excellent.
Yeah, and it was a little challenging,
I just
want to
tell you. Yeah. And we got up at 2:45 in the morning so we could leave. But it was okay. It was good. It was a nonstop flight home. It was all right. But I have mobility issues, and I just wanted to say that I was really concerned about not being able to see everything because I didn't think I'd be able to do the long walks or the short walks. But that Celebrity team was so thoughtful and helpful. They came up with the Zodiac ride every day so we could see everything without having to get off and do the walks.
And although
it
was a little challenging getting on and off the Zodiacs, but not horrible, right?
A little.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible, no. But if I had known that I would have been able to do it the way I did, I might have booked the inner loop as well and done it back to back. I think that would have been fun and I could have stayed on the ship. That ship was wonderful.
It was. The service, and, the food, the
the crew was great.
The crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the naturalists were kind and caring, and everybody, because we did have a couple of people with mobility issues. We did, and
We did.
But it didn't stop.
They were so good. No, they made accommodations for us. They were so good. Flora also walked with a cane, and Celebrity sent a bus one day when they were doing the city tour because it was a walking tour. They sent a bus for us special to take us to the monastery for lunch so we didn't miss that part.
And that
they were so good.
And I guess so, Mary Sue, if I can paraphrase your message, mobility issues or health challenges, as long as you've checked with your physician, should not prevent you from going on this trip.
No, I would do it again in a second.
Oh.
So what you're saying is people should go with Fox World Travel to the Galapagos.
Yes, absolutely.
To sum it up.
It was my It was my first time with a Fox World Travel group, and it was great. I would do it again.
Well, we're looking forward to the next time we can travel together, my friend.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You got to take something else off my bucket list, Rose.
Okay, we'll do it.
Thanks, Mary Sue. Have a good Easter weekend. 855-616-1620. That is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Don't forget, text FWT to find out what everybody's harping on today. Everybody's going on and on about how great this trip was, including Rose, who's been everywhere. And she said this was, you can't even explain it. You just got to experience it, right? Isn't that what they say?
They said you can't explain it. You've got to experience it.
Yeah. So, okay. So before we wrap this all up on this Easter weekend, what do people need to know about Fox World Travel? What can you guys all help with when it comes to travel?
Absolutely everything. And so I actually even talked to somebody in the airport who had just deposited on a trip and hadn't bought the insurance yet. And I said, call our office, get a quote. Don't be embarrassed that you didn't book the trip with us. Let us help you at least with the insurance aspect of it. I think once you've experienced the service level that you get at Fox World Travel, you're going to understand that. So we do vacation travel. We do destination weddings. We do group travel. On the other side of things, we do business travel. We do meetings and incentives. So we've got all aspects of travel covered. And I think we have the best team. I know we have the best team in travel. I feel very confident in saying that on the air. I feel like you should be checking our website often because it changes so much. We are adding trips. I know that both Colleen and Andrea were announcing trips while I was gone.
Yeah, a lot of trips,
lot of trips. But we're adding more, just like we just added Pure Amazon. And I want everybody to know that ship that we're going to be on, we're taking the whole ship. There's only 22 passengers on that ship.
Right.
So, we want you to understand that we've got a great safari in Tanzania for 26. We've got a great South Africa in Zimbabwe for 26. We've still got room on my Morocco. I would love for some of you to travel with me to Morocco in this upcoming September. We've still got some space on the Croatia and the Treasures of the Adriatic. I know Colleen talked about a yacht they're doing, right? So we're stepping out of our comfort zone, folks. We're doing crazy things. We've got a woman-only trip to Scandinavia.
Are trying all new stuff.
I
like it.
We are, and we would love for you to be a part of it. So I hope the testimonials that came in today inspire you.
All this is at foxworldtravel.com. We do have a countdown going on in May. There is something coming up called Real ID. Is it happening this time?
I really feel it's the real deal for the Real ID. I feel like I've been harping on this for years, and I have, but it keeps going away. It's not going away this time. So if you've not got a Real ID or a passport, I don't want to freak anybody out because you can still travel with your passport, but you need a driver's license that's got a star in the corner.
Right.
So to find out how to do that, go to the local DMV website.
But be aware, what was the date exactly?
It's May 7th. May 7th.
So we're just a few weeks away from this. That's within the United States. If you're traveling and you don't have the Real ID, you're going to need your passport.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Tell your friends, tell your family. If you got people that travel for business all the time and they may have not heard about this, if you run a business and you got people that travel, make sure they all have their either passport or that Real ID by May 7th. Okay. What are you doing for Easter? Anything fun?
Yeah, we're having a big dinner at my mom's house.
Nice.
And I think there will be a special surprise at my church because I'm doing the children's sermon tomorrow.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Perfect. 9 o'clock every Saturday, we do the Fox World Travel Show. We thank you for participating each week. We will see you next week. Coming in, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. On WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.